Hello everyone, my name is Alsu. It's my first time on FOSDEM and first time presenting on a conference, so I'm a bit nervous, so don't judge me. And today I'm going to be talking about testing support for multiple authentication methods in ClickHouse using combinatorics and behavior models. I work as a QA engineer at Altinity, and also I'm pursuing my master's degree in data science at LMU in Munich, and I got my bachelor's degree in applied mathematics and computer science from Moscow State University. A little bit about our company: we provide managed services and support for ClickHouse, develop features for ClickHouse, and run other open source projects that are listed here. And feel free to join our Slack community where we help each other, discuss new topics, and do such things. The feature that we're going to test today will be from the ClickHouse. It's an open source column database designed for real-time analytics. It's super fast, super efficient. And the feature is called Multiple Authentication Methods. It's a recent addition to ClickHouse by Altinity developer for better security and flexibility. And it just simply allows a user to have multiple authentication methods, either of the same type or different types. So let's get familiar with this feature. In ClickHouse, in order to create user, we use create user query or statement, and before we could only have one authentication method for user, and we use query create user, some username. In this case, it's name one identified with the authentication type. Here it's plain text password, the by clause, and the password itself. Here it's string my password. But now you can specify multiple authentication methods separated by comma. Here we specified three methods, and user will be able to login with all this free password, 1, 2, and 3. And the internal representation of the user also changed. Before, authentication type was stored as enum8, but now it's stored in the form of array of enums. And the authentication parameters are also stored in the form of the array. In order to change user, we're using alter user statement. And before, we could change one authentication method with another, but now we can set one set of multiple authentication methods with another set of multiple authentication method. And by using alter user identified with statement, we will override previous authentication methods with new ones, and we will only be able to log into ClickHouse server with new authentication method. But what if we don't want override methods? Now ClickHouse supports alter user add identified statement, which will basically add new authentication methods to the user. So by executing this query, user will be able to log in with previous passwords and also with new passwords 6 and 7. Also, one more statement, alter user that authentication method to new was introduced. It was inspired by MySQL discard all passwords, and it basically deletes all the passwords except the most recently added one. So the user will be able to log in with new password only. And also, valid until clause was improved. Now you can have a separate expiration type for each authentication method, but if you will use a valid until clause without identified with clause, you will apply this expiration date to all authentication method that user has by the moment you execute this query. Now let's check the example to better understand this feature. So the first query, we create user Bob identified with plain text password by 1, bigquery password by 2, plain text password by 3. Here we created a user with three authentication methods, and user Bob can log into ClickHouse with password 1, 2, and 3. After that, we're changing Bob authentication method to plain text password by 4, bigquery password by 5. Now user Bob can only log in with password 4 and 5 because we overwritten his authentication method. Now we're adding two new authentication methods to Bob, and he is able to log in with password 4, 5, 6, and 7, because we added 6 and 7. And the last query, we're resetting authentication methods to new, and in this case, Bob will be able to log in to ClickHouse only with password 7, because bigquery password by 7 is the last authentication method that was added to him. So imagine how hard it will be to test this feature by hand, because you have so many permutations of this authentication method, and also a lot of different actions could be done. So this is why we're using combinatorial testing to test this feature. So what is combinatorial testing? It's a way of testing software by checking different combinations of input parameters. Here is a small example. We have three variables, A, B, C, and each variable has two values. So in this case, we're going to get 8 test cases. But in real-world examples, number of variables is not just a handful, it's tens, hundreds, or even thousands, and the range of values that this variable could take is also pretty huge. And this tree will grow exponentially, and you will end up with a lot of different combinations that you want to test. And we do that to catch any potential issues that interaction between variable could cause. So, and this way we can expand our test coverage and not focus on the one scenario tests. So, but like generating these combinations is not enough. We also need to know the expected result for all these combinations. And for that, we're going to use oracles. And when we're talking about combinations, test oracle problem arises. It's a problem when we cannot say the expected result for a given test case. And the oracle is just some function, model, or just something that can tell us the expected result for a given test case. How are we going to use this oracle? So we have a test case. We're going to put it on the software that we're testing. And also we're going to ask the oracle, what expected result for a given test case? Then we're going to compare these two outcomes. If they are the same, then we're saying that test passed. Otherwise, test failed. So, and there are different types of oracles. First one is automated oracles. It's just some algorithm that automatically can tell us the expected result for a given test case. Also, there are human-based oracles, which rely on human judgment or domain experts. And there are hybrid approaches that combine automation with human expertise. Today, we're going to focus on creating automated oracles or behavior models to automatically tell the expected result for generated combinations. So the first thing that we want to do to test our multiple authentication method feature is to define the input parameters for the feature. And we're going to think of them in terms of actions because it's the most intuitive approach. And we're going to answer the question, what are the possible actions that user can perform with this feature? So basically, there are a short list. We can create user with multiple authentication method. We can change user authentication method. We can add new authentication method to user. And we can update authentication methods to the most recently added method. And of course, we can just drop a user. But testing this action separately does not make much more sense because in real world, people that use software, they do the sequence of actions. And we want to make sure that this sequence works correctly. And that's why we will test the sequence of these actions. Let's do some math. And let's focus on one action, create user, and calculate how many combinations, how many ways do we have to create user. But first, we're going to introduce some assumptions for the sake of simplicity. We will say that a user can have no more than two authentication methods assigned or changed per action, and the two authentication methods can only be selected from the following five types. In total, in ClickHouse, we have 13 different authentication types, but for simplicity, we will be working with five. So in order to create user with one authentication method, we obviously have five ways, like choosing one of each of these. And what happened? Okay, everything works. And let's calculate how many ways do we have to create user with two authentication methods. So it just be the combinations of two from five, and we use this formula, and we're getting 10 ways. So in total, we have 15 ways to create a user, with each user having no more than two authentication methods, and these authentication methods are selected from five available types. The same math will be applied to alter user identified with statement, the same for add identified with, and for reset authentication method to new, we only have one way because this query has not any parameters. So in total, we will have 15 plus 15 plus 1, 31 different ways of changing user's authentication method with alter user statement. Now, let's check. From create, and then we will see free changing user queries. So for the first query, we will have 13 different ways to create user. as we calculated before. And for the second, third, and fourth, we will have 31 ways. Then we take the Cartesian product of all these numbers, and we're getting almost 500,000 of different sequences. That's a huge number, and that will be so painful to do that by hand. So that's why we need some oracle to tell the expected result for all these combinations. And why they decided to stick with four actions. So basically, we have four states. User was created, user was changed, new authentication methods were added to user, and authentication methods were reset. And by having the sequence of length four, we will have all these states in the sequence, and we will also check all the transition from one state to another, because we're taking the Cartesian product. We're checking all 15 ways here, all 31 here, and we will check all the transition from one state to another. And we want to have efficient coverage without unnecessary complexity, because it's already too complex. So let's sketch our test. So we have four queries. One create query, three outer queries, and after executing each query, we will check that the result of execution is correct, and we will try to log in to ClickHouse with authentication methods seen in the all previous queries. So in this case, we will try to log in with every authentication method seen in create query. After executing first outer, we will try to log in with every authentication method seen in create query, in outer query, and in the end, we will try to log in with every authentication method that's seen in this sequence. Now let's check the so-called architecture of the test. So we have two constructors, create user query constructor and outer user query constructor, that just basically construct the different queries for us. And we have two actions, actually three actions, create user action and outer user action. They call the constructors. The constructor return them the queries, they execute these queries, and after that, they build the behavior state. This is just an object that stores query, username, identification methods, and other parameters, but the most important, it stores exit code and output message that were received from ClickHouse. After that, this behavior state is appended to the global behavior, and after that, this action goes to the model, and model computes the expected exit code and output message based on the current state and based on the behavior. And then it compares the expected exit code and message with one stored in behavior state. And if they are the same, then test passed. Otherwise, test failed. Outer user action does the same. It's create state, append state to the behavior, goes to the model, ask is everything okay, and so on. For login to ClickHouse action, we execute select current user, which returns the user that is currently executing the query, and we check that this user is the same as in state, like is if it tried to login with a valid user. And now let's check code, but before I will say a couple of words about test flows. We're using this framework for writing test programs. It supports behavior, parallel, combinatorial, and requirement-driven testing. And if you want to know more information about test flows, you can visit the website. So let's check the code. It's probably too small, so I'm going to just explain what's going on here. It's a create user constructor. It's just a super basic Python class that has some attributes and methods. And each method just generates a query step by step. So first we create an instance of the class, we have this query. After we add username, we're getting this query. We're adding identified, basically adding just a string. And then we call method to add authentication method to the query. Here we called set with no password, and we're adding identified with no password. And in the end, we're getting perfectly valid ClickHouse query that we can execute. Here how model looks like, that gives us an expected result for every test case. So the main method of the model is the expect method, which goes through other expect method, and each expect method is responsible to catching the certain error, a certain exception. So the first one catches that no password cannot be used with add identified statement, because it does not make sense to have no password with another authentication method. It's not secure. That's why it's forbidden by design. So if we're not using @identified, we will go to this next expect method, which is a non-existing user cannot be altered. So if user is not, we don't have user, we cannot change his authentication method, or we cannot do anything with this user. So if we're not doing that, we will go to the next expect method, which is no password cannot be used with another authentication method. It's just similar to the first one, but for example, you cannot create user, use the query create user, some username identified with no password and plain text password, because if you have user identified with no password, you can log in with every password you like. And so on, checks for like all possible errors, and if everything is okay, we will go to the last method. It's expect okay, which expects that we will not see exceptions and Xcode will be zero. This is how a test looks like. First, I create two lists, ways to create user, ways to alter. So this list will have 15 ways as we calculated. After adding all the change user methods, we will have 31 ways to change user. Here we take the Cartesian product and finishing up with 500,000 of combinations. And then we execute combinations in parallel using a pool of threads to make the test faster. And we call this scenario, we just execute an action and then tries to log in after every action. Let's check how the model works. We first will check the simple expect method, which checks that no password cannot be used with add keyword. We're basically checking that the current state is altered, then we're checking that add identified is not empty, and we're checking that in the list of authentication method we don't have no password. If we do have no password in this list, we will expect to see this syntax error from the ClickHouse. And here are the examples of the bad query, because we use no password with add identified, and here is example with a good query. Here's a more complex expect method that goes through whole behavior, and it checks that no password cannot coexist with other authentication method. Basically, we go through all the behavior here, and we create the authentication method that are currently available for a user. We go state by state, we create this authentication method list, and in the end, we check that no password is not in the this authentication method list. And if it is, we expect the error. Otherwise, everything is correct, and we will go to the next expect method. So this, again, the examples. This query is not valid because we tried to create user with two methods, and one of them is no password. In here, again, the same example. We tried to change user, and one of the authentication methods is no password. The query is not valid. We find a couple of issues by doing this combinatorial testing with behavior model, and we also running our test every other day in CI/CD. So if everything is changing in new ClickHouse releases, we will fix everything quickly, review our test, or review the feature itself and fix it. And the full test code is available here. It's a bit harder because we not have these assumptions in the code. So if you want to check, can do that. It's open source. And thank you for your time. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Question. There is some time for a couple of questions. Any questions?
So are you running all the tests, every possible combination? Until you get to the end, or do you try to run a subset and hope that's enough to cover all possible cases?
Like without the assumptions that we had like millions of combinations, and we tried to run as much as we can, but we didn't run all of them because it's too much combinations and it will take weeks or months to run all of them.
Do you use do you combine it with like code coverage?
No, we don't use any code coverage.
So you do random combinations?
Hmm?
Do you do random combinations, or do you have some strategies for which?
Yes. Sometimes we do just random, and sometimes we use covering arrays. So we're saying that we want to test like every parameter a certain amount of times, and we use covering arrays, which is also the part of test flows. Yes. And we're testing like each sequence is tested, like each parameter in sequence tested a certain amount of times. Yes. Okay, the question was, I'm repeating question, so it will be available on the recording, about valid until, and if I just specify time in the past and in the future, or I like wait in the test, yes? Something like that.
In some languages, you can manage what the current time is for the language?
I have these problems without like changing time and the click house, so I used just sleeps, so I said... some expiration date, and I sleep for some time, and they check that I cannot log in after that time. And yes, I just set like the previous time and the future time. For combinatorics, I don't use sleeps, just setting time in the past and time in the future.
Any other question?
Yeah.
What is the worst version from?
The worst one. I think it was the last one within cluster clause. So like I created user on one node with certain authentication methods, and I was not able to log in with this user on other nodes. Yes?
Now that you've covered authentication, are there other use cases in KickHouse? Do you see where these types of combination methods can be used?
The question was about if this technique can be used on another ClickHouse features. Yes, we use combinatorial testing when we test attached partition with different partition keys. And also I used this feature to test JSON web token authorization to ClickHouse.
You can obviously reach the speaker after the session.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thank you.